Good evening, sir. You wanted to talk to me about the exercise I sent you as part of your writing workshop in your literature course. Did you like it, sir? You thought the theme was a bit revealing. Well, yes, I wrote about a student having an affair with her professor. Well, I understand you find it a bit controversial. But I assure you, my story is purely fictional. All characters are made up. Any similarity is pure coincidence. I'm sorry if you misinterpreted. My intention was purely to demonstrate that I could apply the dramatic composition techniques that you've been showing us. You've heard about me from other teachers? They've been very enthusiastic about me, telling you how gifted I am. I'm not sure why. Must have been the history and psychology teachers. But you're not sure which grade my exercise deserves. So you want me to explain the dramaturgy, sort of show you that I've understood how to write the story. Of course, sir. You want me to sit down in this chair close to yours? Well, I don't understand if that's necessary, but. Well, I will sit down next to you, sir, and go through the seven parts of the structure of dramatical composition and starting with the exposition, then the first turning point where the plot really takes off. Followed by recess and deepening, and then the conflict intensification, which leads to the point of no return, before the pinnacle of the drama, the climax, and then at the end, the conclusion. You like my short skirt? Excuse me, what is my skirt have to do with starting a story? Oh, you just want us to get into a friendly mood. Well, we must start by explaining the setting. Backstories, prior plot events, historical and geographical context, and get to know the main characters. For example, somewhere in La Mancha, in a place whose name I do not care to remember, a gentleman lived long ago. Don Quixote, by Miguel Cervantes, of course. Well, yes, you are a gentleman, sir. Descriptions should not be exaggerated. You prefer to step into the action. Not only listen to me. The Golden Rule, show, don't tell, by touching my hair, leaning against me, and stroking my arm softly. Close contact with my character, stroking my back and my shoulders, my arms. Well, sir, the exposition is an important introduction, and you are showing me how to make it more alive, caressing my forehead and my face. That feels good, sir. Your fingers through my hair again. I think I like your way of indirectly exposing me, getting me into the story. By kissing my ears, kissing my neck. Yes, please, please do that again, sir. There, closer to my collarbone. Yes, one should avoid halting the story with an information dump, getting to know the person by actions instead. Like this. Your lips feel so good on my neck. And lower. Yes, sir. It feels so good. So nice. So soft. Would you also like to... Yes. Kiss my lips. Again, please. And stroke my back again. And stroke my legs. Up and down. Such a warm feeling. Touch my tongue, sir. Please, sir. Your tongue inside my mouth. It's like entering inside the story. Deeper, sir. You think we are through the introduction now? We need our story to pick up speed, come to the plot point, where the main conflict and the protagonist's role is explained. Get to the first turning point. Okay, I should therefore turn around and bend over your table. This is really a point of... You're tugging at my skirt, pulling it down. I must confess it feels so good when you do it, sir. And when you stroke my panties. Yes, we have a dramatic situation here. And you want to spank me. Is that really the best way to... Sir, that felt good. Yes, sir. Your hand on my ass made the story so much more interesting. Like the dynamics between the hero and the antagonist. I must admit, if you don't mind me getting a bit too graphic, I must say, you're making me wet, like the flow of the story. Please, sir, can you spank me harder? Yes, just like that. Like Aristotle in his Poetics, one should cut directly to the action. Avoid unnecessary complications, almost as in the media res. Please don't stop, sir. I need more. I need you to show me how to behave like a good little student. Please, please, sir. Just one more. Thank you, sir. Why are you stopping, sir? We need to move on to the next act. To the next phase. We've come to the recess. To the deepening of the story. More nuances and getting closer to the characters. I should turn around and lie my back on the table. So you can pull down my panties. Yes, I'm soaking wet for you, Professor. You want to lick me between my legs to building the rise in one or several stages, and intensify the drama. Please do that. Please look at me, sir. There. Lower now. There. Yes. Yes. Your tongue there is just perfect. Penetrating inside the story. Inside my witness. Yes. Lick my clit also. There. Oh, there. Oh my god. This part of the drama should go with a nice, even pace. Developing the story more. Reflect various perspectives. Please. Please, there. Up and down with your tongue. Just like that. So good. You are a Shakespeare of cunnilingus. Your tongue is sheer poetry. Please, please, no. Deeper. Yes. Your finger also. Right there. Get inside the drama. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, this is so... Continue, sir. I think I will. We're not there yet. Not at the climax. Okay. You want me instead to get down on my knees before you and get to the conflict intensification of the story. Surprise the reader. Add more excitement, and take you in my mouth. Of course, sir. Let me show you how good I am at licking your shaft. Writing love letters to your cock with my tongue. Like that. What do you think, sir? I'm good at this, am I not? But I need to suck you and increase the excitement even more. You like how your little student sucks your cock? An exciting force begins to rise, sucking you harder. Supporting the entire plot towards the climax and the resolution of the story. I take you deeper. Deeper. You must admit I have talent. Maybe I'm not a Bronte, but my mouth can tell stories. Going up and down on your shaft. Up and down. Honoring the oldest of arts. Licking and sucking you, making you so hard. Building your anticipation. You don't want the story to end. Yet while I suck you like this, you also want to reach the conclusion. Where all is explained, and I take you even deeper to my throat. Fuck my throat, sir. Don't hold back. I'm such a good girl for you. Swallowing you. But I also want to get closer to the plot. I want you inside me. Please, sir. I want you to fuck me. Please. Please. Another turning point now. You're pushing me down to the floor. I'm on my back for you. Yes. Let me open my legs wide for you. Fuck me, Professor. Like a heroine of the great novels. A fallen woman. Anna Karenina. Tess of the D'Urbervilles. Or the treacherous Milady. Or perhaps Moll Flanders. No morals, I prefer realism. Please fuck me hard. Pound all the way inside me as I lie on the floor with you above me. Show. Don't tell again. Show how it really is. As you fuck me so hard, I want you to inspire me. Make me a Lessing or a wolf. Slam into me, sir. Like a linear narrative. Yes. Just like that. Intensify the drama. Let the reader wonder if this is the end. Are we going towards a disaster? Oh, fuck me harder now. Oh, let me lift my legs higher and put them over your shoulders. Fuck me like a little slut. Use me like a literary device. I'm so needy, Professor. Oh, so horny. I must confess one thing. You know, all art is autobiographical, as Fellini said. No story is really objective. So the exercise I wrote is indeed about us. Fictions become reality. Because I've been wanting this for months now. I've wanted you inside me. Fuck me, sir. yes, I want it so bad. I need this so much. I need you deep inside me. Make me your handmaid. Your good girl. Your singing mockingbird. Your talented slut. Fuck me. What? Another turning point? Like, just when I thought I knew how the story would end. Who was the murderer in the Agatha Christie story? Everything is turned upside down. You want me to bend over the table again? You want to take me from behind? Yes, please. Push inside me from behind. Just like that. I'm dripping for you. Take me. Fuck me hard now, Professor. Yes, sir. Deeper and harder. We are approaching the climax of our story. The solution of the conflict. Disaster or redemption. The final fall of the protagonist. An explosion of emotions. All will be revealed. Who is the villain? And who is the hero? Getting a grip on it all. Take my hair, sir, and pull it. Pull it harder, yes. 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 What? Am I getting too loud? Afraid your colleagues might hear us. You want to stuff my mouth with that book? No, no. Not War and Peace. Please, sir, it's too thick for my mouth. And not Dickens' Bleak House. I can't get my lips around 1,000 pages. Okay. Take that one instead. One of Jane Austen's lesser novels. Better now. My mouth muffled. Now, just continue. Fuck me so hard. So deep. Hit my weak spots. Ravish me. No more pride. No more prejudice. Just raw lust. Again and again. Don't be gentle. Fuck me. Like I was your naughty muse. Your needy little bookworm. Write your drama deep inside me. Fuck me so hard. I can't stand up afterwards. Like you would fuck me. After 100 years of solitude. Fuck me, sir. Mm-hmm. This fuck is such a page turner. My body is shaking. The climax is so close now. I can feel it in my brain, literally shaking my nerves. Austin's novel falling out of my drooling mouth. Sorry, I couldn't keep my mouth shut. Are you going to shoot inside me, sir? Will you come with me, please? I need you to get to the climax right now. I can't hold back any longer, sir. Please, please, I'm begging you. Come for me. Come for me, Professor. Come for me, sir. Yes. Yes. Thank you, sir. That was a veritable climax. And I could feel your final release also. We have arrived at the conclusion of the drama. Yes. Let me sit on your lap, hugging you. Feeling the warm afterglow. The drama has finally come to its resolution. A sweet epilogue, giving the reader a rewarding end, as the plot line has culminated. The protagonist meets the logical end, leaving me with a new sense of who I really am. Please, please kiss me. Put your arms around me. Give me closure. We need this soft ending to wrap up loose ends, bring our story full circle, release the dramatic tension. Hold me tight, Professor. You are the best of teachers, stimulating me so much, verbally and physically. Stroke my hair, please. Caress me gently. Can you feel my head almost burning with charged inspiration? Will you give my narrative high grades then? Thank you, sir. I just want to be your good little student. So nice cuddling with you, completing the drama from cover to cover, listening to you boosting my confidence in myself as a writer. You are so supportive and caring. And I would really like a sequel. But I think I ought to be going now. Just have to put on my skirt and... Wait. What is that at your computer, sir? A GWA script. So you have also been creating... writing erotic audio scripts. Under a pseudonym. That story about the student looks nice. Rings a bell. Maybe you could let me fill it? You like the idea? You just need to rework your story a little. So, we'll meet again tomorrow. See you then, Professor.